Guess what, friends? It's Cowboys Week. The Washington Commanders ventured a big D for a 4:25 game this afternoon against the Dallas Cowboys. This could be a tricky one, too, coming off the Monday night loss to the Bears and going without some key personnel today. WTOP Sports Director and Commanders beat reporter George Wallace joining us for a preview. Morning, George.
Morning, Ian.
Hey, they all say we need a helping hand to get by, but right now the Commanders could use several to help boost that depleted receiver core. What's the word here? We've lost three now. How many we got to go today?
Yeah, I mean, you may have to play. That's we're getting that.
Not with my hands, baby.
Yeah, Debo Samuel's going to be out with that heel. And, you know, we knew it was kind of bothering him last week. He didn't practice, then didn't look as completely healthy against the Bears on Monday night, then didn't practice this week. But he was saying he was okay. But then yesterday being ruled out, then you make the trip. So that is a big blow because, you know, without Terry, without Noah, you had Debo in there to do a bunch of things on the offense and can get creative. But now, with him down too, it's these young guys really, really have to step up today. Luke McCaffrey's the Jalen Lanes. Chris Moore caught a touchdown last week. So, and they're going to rely a lot on the running game and Bill Kroski Merritt because the Cowboys' defense is not that great at stopping the run or just great in general. So they're going to need to get creative today. Cliff Kingsbury down a number of guys.
It's been a real challenge for Kingsbury this season just because of all the hurt that we've had to go through and the ways that he's had to shift the offensive plan around.
That is the case. And look, last week, you know, I thought he did a good job on Monday night. I mean, that touchdown McCaffrey caught, he was wide open. Mm-hmm. So he's been getting his creative juices going there on the offensive game plan stuff. But yeah, it's going to be even more of a challenge today. The other good news, though, Sam Cosmi should be able to make his debut after tearing his ACL in that playoff game. So that'll be a big boost to the offensive line today.
That'll help a lot. But I think it all goes back to something that we've been talking about, I think since week two, honestly, is the defense for the Commanders. They've got to come to play. They've got to be able to take the ball away. They've got to be able to stop the ball.
They do, and that's been the biggest issue is the takeaways. Only three all year, and you see what a difference it does in a football game. Monday night, Commanders turned the ball over three times, and there's your game. You can't do that. So this defense does need to get after Dak. And look, Cowboys offense is playing well. Turpin's coming back today. CeeDee Lamb's coming back today. So they're going to have their hands full there on the back end. Marshawn Lattimore, Trey Amos, Mikey Sanders still. They're going to have to get some takeaways. And up front, you know, as well, the defensive line. So the defense, they're going to need to they're going to be relied on heavily today, I think, in Dallas.
Dallas coming in 2-3-1, a half game back in the NFC East standings. And I hate to say it, George, I really hate to say it this early in the season, but this sounds like a real must win for the Commanders going forward.
I agree with you. I think because, you know, A, it's a division game, and you lost the NFC, a couple NFC games already this year, you know, the Green Bay and then the Bears game, of course, down in Atlanta. So this is a big one because then you got the Chiefs, the Seahawks, and the Lions in the next 3 weeks. It doesn't get any easier. So to get a division game on the road, look, these guys, I was saying last week, they're angry the way they played on Monday. And it's a veteran team, and they know what it takes to bounce back, and they expect a pretty good performance today. They're going to be a desperate football team.